Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Sandspants Radio. Where do babies come from?
Have you got any Sandspants erotic art? Then you should send it to us at sandspantsradio@gmail.com and we promise to at least try to jerk off to it. For everything else, including links to our other shows, our Twitter, or our Patreon account, head to sandspantsradio.com.
Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Shut Up A Second. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Joel Dusha.
And I'm Zoe Valletta.
And today's topic is teeth. Nash. That's the noise teeth make. They gnash.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Doesn't sound like gnashing.
It doesn't sound like
sounds
gnashing.
Sounds like clanking.
Clank, clank, clank.
I think a dog gnashes. I don't think a man can gnash.
Is it gnashing when you like grind your teeth?
Do you think gnashing and gnashy pairs are in some way connected?
Doubt it.
Because you gnash a gnashy.
God, I hate you sometimes.
Okay, what are the benefits, aside from giving head, of having no teeth?
Aside from giving
Yeah, because I knew that's where one of you was going to go.
It wasn't going to be me.
It was
going to
be
that's
me.
Where Zoe was going.
No, gummy blowjobs would be the worst.
No,
you
well,
need teeth.
Excuse me?
No, like you don't
just
need...
Just for when she gnaws on it.
Yeah, just because it's
like
a bit of a nibble. Like
a corn on the cob.
No, thank you. No, but imagine dick on gum. That would be the most unpleasant feeling in the world.
What the...
And it means that you wouldn't be getting a blowjob. She'd just be rubbing your dick on her gums.
Because
if you're doing
job.
A blowjob, you shouldn't be touching gums regardless of teeth.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Gums shouldn't come into it.
Yeah, gum. It doesn't. That's what. It doesn't matter.
Well, okay then.
So even with blowjobs on the table, that
it's
isn't
not the
a
ideal.
Benefit. It's not a benefit.
Okay, what's the benefit then?
No dentists.
That is good. That
dentist
is good.
Bills. Write down.
Write down. No, well, there are more negatives than. But
lifetime
I guess it's an upside.
Baby food.
Yeah, is that a benefit?
That's a negative.
Or a negative.
Okay. Okay.
Positive. Get to enjoy soup a lot.
Yeah.
Because people don't give enough
really
time.
Can't really do a minestrone though.
No, people don't give enough time of the day to soup.
Yeah.
Soup is the worst.
Soup's great.
Soup's the worst.
Personally, I also think it's the worst, but I also feel like that
what?
I just haven't given soup enough time.
Where's this coming
it's
from?
It's not a meal.
Yeah, it's really, it's not.
Did good. I claim it was a meal? It's
no,
just nice.
But why, like, when is a good time to eat soup?
If it's a cold day outside and you're like, I don't want a big meal, but I don't want to drink quite, maybe I'll just have a soup.
Have a smoothie.
That's basically a fruit soup.
Just get like, you're just eating soup for the sake of it in that instance.
No, I'm not eating
soup. Put on a blanket.
Yeah. Put on a blanket, eat some chicken, be a man.
I don't.
Don't even eat chicken. You're not hungry. Just
I don't.
Put on a blanket.
Oh my, you
play
guys
some video
are,
games.
This
give
is
me
not,
this, give me a second scenario where soup is a good idea.
If you're planning a big meal and you're out with fancy people, and the entree is soup,
that is a very specific case in which anything could be served as long as it is small and do the same thing.
I guess it's only appropriate because you kind of have to eat the soup.
Yeah,
I could have been like with fancy people, the entree is a dead dog.
You just have to eat
it's
it.
It's the cause... ideal situation for eating a dead dog. Well, I'm blown away that you guys have no time for
you
soup.
You haven't even given me a chance to, like, you haven't even given me a proper opportunity to, like, eat soup in this situation.
Well,
when you have no teeth, this is the perfect time to eat soup.
Yeah, when I had my wisdom teeth out, that's all I ate, and I hated myself.
And, like, no teeth, lots of soup. I'll appreciate soup then for a bit, and then I'll hate it because I'm only eating
soup.
What about
if you're
sick? But then ice cream.
Soup's good when you're sick.
Why? Because what are you sick with?
I've got a flu. Yeah.
Drink some water.
No, nobody
have some gypsy tea.
Oh my god, you motherfuckers hating soup.
Why would you eat
this
soup?
Conversation is actually making me really want soup.
Perfect time to have soup when your friends hate soup.
Yeah. If we're going out for dinner at some point soon, I'm getting only soup.
That's
I
okay.
hope you're hungry in the next hour after that.
That's okay, because we'll have a meal and we'll be full.
I will grant you that you will never get soup in a restaurant. That doesn't happen.
Yeah, you don't go out to a restaurant and be like, really want some soup.
Yeah, because if you get soup, then you just look at everybody else with like chicken and potatoes and you're like, I'm a fucking idiot.
See,
what about stews, though?
No. My parents used to, when I was a child, used to make soups that I liked, and then eventually they became stews, which I fucking hate now.
How does a soup become a stew?
They started, okay, so it was like
Mum got lazy.
No, yeah. Imagine like a chicken soup.
Uh-huh.
So with like lots of vegetables and that, and chicken cut really fine, and then eventually my stepdad was like, just like, fuck it, I like eating chicken.
Mm.
So he just started cutting it into like big chunks, and then less water. It's pretty much just boiled vegetables and chicken now. Mm, it's the worst. Yeah. But everyone in my house loves it. Fuck stews.
I don't
and
like...
fuck Stuart.
Because his name has a stew in it.
And people will call him Stew for short.
Mm, and that'll make you think of stew.
Yeah.
But if you had no teeth, eating a stew would be good because the potato's really mushy. So you can just go into it.
Until you get to something like chicken.
Carrot.
Carrot gets mushy, though.
Yeah, carrot's fine.
How mushy does... Like, the carrot has to be pretty mushy for you to not have teeth.
Carrot, like, if you
because you've still got gums, you can squish the carrot.
If you... How do you eat carrots? Do you not cook your carrots? Because no, I can understand how you can confuse now.
Yeah, if you cook a carrot, it gets pretty squishy.
Yeah, like, it's like...
How long do you have to... That's
like,
another
just like,
conversation.
No, you just steam it. Like, you
all
steam
right,
it.
I don't care.
So it's the same with, like... It becomes, like, the same consistency as, like, the inside of a cooked potato.
Okay. Food aside... Eating with no gums.
Whistling.
Whistling? Whistling?
No.
Do your teeth get in the way when you whistle?
Yes.
No, you need teeth. You need teeth.
You do not need teeth. Hang on.
You can you can feel the wind.
You just
Surely you can... Zoe, stop that.
What are you trying to do?
I can't whistle.
You don't need teeth to whistle.
No, but you can feel... It would change the sound of your whistle.
No, because the air's coming out your lips.
Yeah, I know that. But, like, you can feel the air on your teeth. So, therefore... Like, if you had no front teeth, but the rest of your mouth was... Sorry. If you had no front teeth, but the rest of your mouth was teeth, it wouldn't make a difference. Like, it would make a difference, but wouldn't make a difference if you then had no teeth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Remove the front teeth, it's going to be a change in sound. Remove all the teeth, it's going to be the same as having no front teeth.
Yeah.
But I reckon it'll still change it.
I suppose slightly.
Yeah.
Okay, what's the worst side effect of having no teeth?
You don't have any teeth.
Yeah, but... I mean, that's not great. Let's be honest.
Oh, hang on.
Yeah.
Fighting in self-defense. Sorry, I don't mean to talk over you. It came to me.
That would be shit, though, because some guy grabs you and you're just like gumming up his arm.
That's gross and the best. Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah. Yeah. Film. She gets gummed.
She gets gummed. Like, the protagonist of the film, for anyone who hasn't seen it, first of all, go fuck yourself, because that film's perfect.
It's pretty good.
Second of all, there's a scene in a car where a young lady is fighting an old lady and she knocks out the old lady's fake teeth. The old lady tries to bite her and just gums and drools all over her, and it's gross and the best.
So I guess if you were being attacked and you gummed the shit out of someone's arm, they'd be like, "Ew,
get off me.
Go free.
Get out of here."
Well, what we bet? Well, you had something. I heard you.
I had something for... no, this is for the no teeth thing again, like a positive.
Oh, really? I thought we'd done with positive. Nah. Whistling and soup was...
You'll never hurt your... brush your teeth too hard that you bleed, because you just won't be brushing your teeth.
Yeah, you'll never accidentally bite your tongue.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and when you bite the side of your mouth and you get like an ulcer.
That's not happening.
Never.
That is good.
Mm.
And you'd never have
gums would probably get infected more frequently.
No,
would your gums touch?
Yeah, I feel like they would.
I like that we all had a moment of just like opening our mouths and feeling around inside.
Do you think adding a second row of teeth in your mouth would make everything way worse?
Yes.
No, because sometimes
good.
I'm
brave like, answer.
That's what I'm about. I'm a brave little boy. Because some food I could eat better with more teeth.
I think mouths would be more visually interesting.
Do I get like shark teeth or just my teeth twice?
Your teeth twice.
I don't like it anymore. I was imagining shark teeth. And that's why I was like, I can eat better, but I'd just be eating the same twice.
Yeah,
I just realized that it would be worse because, like, you could get stuff stuck in between your two layers of teeth.
Oh, no.
That would be hell.
That would be bad. Twice the dentist bills.
Yeah, and you got to think about the fact that your tongue rests on the back of your teeth.
Oh, yeah.
And then justify how much space you'd need. You've got a really
cramped tongue.
My tongue's
getting all pushed back.
It'd be curled up, I reckon.
Curled, like, rolled up? Like a roll-up?
No. And I could be like... So your tongue at the moment, like, if you...
If you imagine a tongue.
If you stop doing everything with your mouth and just pause and just not even think about it, your tongue's normal resting place, the back of your tongue is resting on the back of your back.
Yeah, that's true.
So I imagine that it would still be the same thing, but sort of because there's less room, the tongue would
just push back a little.
Higher up on your mouth. Yeah.
That sounds unpleasant. Okay, here's a weird question. You're probably going to have to think about it a bit, but I think it's a good one. If you could have your teeth in any formation in your mouth, what would it be?
I want all pointy teeth.
Like sharks?
Yeah, I have no time for molars. Just all...
What are you crushing?
Exactly. I don't eat rocks and shit.
Just
all meat all the time.
And with sharp teeth, could you bite into, like, say, a grand piano? Easier?
Yeah.
I think you need a strong jaw as well. I just want, like,
I have a strong jaw. Like, my jaw.
Piano crunching quality.
Could this jaw get any stronger? No. It's a strong jaw.
I want, like, in a funnel shape. Like, it's like a funnel and all the teeth are pointing up so that I have to just, like, grate the food down into my throat. Do you think that'll be useful?
I think that would be the best.
Yeah, get a carrot and just be like... down.
Oh, like one of those machines that you like...
An apple corer?
Yeah.
No.
That's what I was thinking.
No. Oh, no, think of... Sorry, I got lots of things confused in my head and it formed an image of a thing that doesn't exist. But think best. About it like an electric razor.
Yeah.
Imagine that as your teeth, like yeah. Three spinning
That's
things.
What I mean, just so that I can be like...
So you're like a food...
Yeah, like a food processor.
Yes! Yeah. I was thinking of a real
thing. That's a real thing. They exist. Like, how great would it be to be out at dinner with someone? No, because you wouldn't get the joy of eating. They'd be like cutting up their chicken and you'd
no,
just
you
be
can
like,
still taste
uh-huh.
it. No, because...
Go on.
We're just... I
need to eat nothing but full carrots.
Yeah, exactly.
But you don't taste...
Waiter, a plate of just 10 carrots, please.
Unpeeled.
I could eat like a steak because I could crunch up the bone. Probably wouldn't want.
No,
really
but like,
messy.
Would your
marrow
mouth,
is a thing?
Would your mouth be the same? Way, like work in the same way as in like because our teeth are at the front of our mouth, but our tongue's behind it, and we taste with our tongue.
I feel like I don't have a tongue in this scenario.
Yeah, I feel like Jackson, there just couldn't be a tongue in this.
No,
because it would just get ground on.
No, yeah. No. In
I'd
my
be like,
situation,
hey, hey.
Blood. My situation. So you can control your... So it's three spinning things.
Yeah.
Two at the top, one at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
So you can still open your mouth.
Yeah.
So you can talk.
So I could have a tongue.
You could talk. And I feel like you'd still have a tongue because the way our mouths work at the moment, you
chew
stuff.
Yeah, it would just
stuff.
Be up the... Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay. I'd get by.
You'd get by.
You wouldn't be able to speak, though, if your tongue was at the back of your mouth.
Yeah, you could. Science will figure something out.
It would come like that. Maybe. I don't know.
Go see a doctor.
Putting in a little bit of an accent. What about you, Zoe? What formation of teeth?
I could not think of a more perfect formation of teeth than what I have now.
Yeah.
All molars.
It works.
Yeah, no, I just think it's so good that I don't really want to fuck it up that much.
I guess your mouth is designed for you.
Yeah, that's it. But... I'd always just like one giant pointy tooth at the front.
Oh, yes.
Imagine getting into cans of juice and stuff. Glug, glug, glug. That's the best.
Cans of juice?
Cans of juice? Cans of like...
You could have gone for any cans of pretty much anything else and it would have made a lot more sense.
Cans of juice?
Like canned fruit? Is that what you mean? Because juice comes in cartons, Jackson.
I did mean canned fruit? I did mean canned fruit.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad I called you out on that.
You cannot have a can of juice.
No, you cannot.
It would taste gross.
You can, though.
You can?
You can.
Yes, but one pointy tooth would be good.
Yeah, just one.
I mean, not
like
good
a
for...
normal mouth.
Mm.
No, like, no teeth at the bottom at the front.
And just...
Just one chomper.
Yeah, just one... a little chomper.
Yeah. And I'd have to make that noise every time.
Well, imagine biting someone with that. You'd do some serious damage.
Fuck them up. Better than no gum biting. All tooth biting.
Yeah.
Hard for a lot of food, though.
Blowjobs are out of the question.
Yeah,
that's
really,
not happening.
Is a disappointment for me.
Yeah, that's a shame. Blowjobs are out of the question for me as well. I'm terribly sorry. Please don't call the cops. And you, whatever.
I'm fine, just got.
No, it's still probably out of the question with your shark teeth.
It's fine.
I'm not
all
going
lips.
There.
You guys don't understand blowjobs.
Maybe
sometimes some men like a little bit of a nibble.
You said at the start, corn on the cob stylings.
You got me.
I want to change mine to just a second row of lips, please.
Second.
Like
I was
lips
thinking about
instead of teeth.
I was thinking about two tongues before.
Two tongues would be all right.
Like one at the top, one at the bottom.
No, nope, that's strange. And what if you get like a little what if you get a little bit of popcorn caught in between the two and you don't realize?
The worst part was every time you talk, it would be like making out with someone.
And then in the middle of it, that bit of popcorn would pop out and people would be like,
oh, that's gross. Yes. That'd be real slimy because it's been in between the tongue. I take back my vote for two tongues.
I'm keeping two lips though. That's great. Although popcorn in between the lips. Where popcorn goes in the mouth is a worry for me.
Popcorn in normal teeth sucks though.
Exactly. Like, that's what I mean. Popcorn and oranges. Hassle.
Bacon.
Bacon.
I get bacon stuck in
my
teeth.
I am confused by both of your answers. Orange. Oh, you mean the stringy bits of oranges?
Yes.
Yeah.
What did
bacon? How do you eat your bacon?
With
do you floss with the bacon fat?
No, because I left my wisdom teeth in for too long. Mm. And then I got them taken out about 6 months ago. Because I had them in for like an extra 2 years, all my teeth had shifted. Oh. So now they're shifting back. And there's a couple spaces where there's just straight up like the
gaps.
Two. Yeah, gaps, but only like towards the gum, like the top of the teeth will be touching.
Oh, but you'll have like a little
nook.
Cave.
Yeah,
nook. Yeah.
And that's where my bacon gets stuck.
Okay, so that story makes perfect sense.
Zoe's bacon.
That sucks. That makes perfect sense, but why just bacon?
Chicken can get stringy.
Yeah, like bacon doesn't even get that stringy.
No, it does. I don't know. It's just bacon.
Do you just
every
eat a
time.
Lot of bacon?
Do you sometimes find sometimes, a little bit of bacon?
Sometimes.
Like, even up there?
That actually happened, I think, like 3 or 4 weeks after I got my wisdom teeth taken out, and like they had the craters where they were.
Oh, no.
And eating bacon with like as part of dinner, and then like a couple hours later being like, hey, Dad, guess what I just found?
That's disgusting.
I knew that story was going to get gross, and I prepared myself, and I wasn't surprised.
It was unpleasant. It was an unpleasant time. But also, like, a
especially
sneaky little
like,
treat.
Yeah, it is. It's like, it's storing it for later.
If your wisdom teeth had only just come out, it would have been still a bit scabby.
Yeah, it was quite sore. Yeah. I didn't get
Don't
scabby.
Paint a picture for me.
It just was the gum was really
sensitive
and soft.
Ooh.
Like, because it hadn't been used to being exposed. Now I've still got the craters, but they're hard as rocks.
Okay, I want to talk about what we replaced our teeth with throughout history.
I feel like humanity. I'm going to interrupt the fact. I feel like humanity has fucked up in the past.
Yeah. Okay. Give me like what you reckon we've tried. What do you think?
Acorns.
Well, no, because they're bigger than teeth, generally.
Maybe acorns.
they'd grow, but if they're off the tree, they won't.
I know.
Plus squirrels.
I know.
Squirrels.
Little squirrels.
I feel like we definitely have tried wood, which is a bad idea.
Yeah, wood's bad because if wood gets wet, it rots.
And also like splinters and your tongue.
Yep. You know how they say George Washington had wooden teeth?
He didn't.
No, he didn't. He had the teeth of slaves, though. Or maybe not slaves. He had people's teeth in his mouth that weren't his teeth.
I was going to say, have we tried animal teeth?
I don't know, actually. What I found was, like, cork, wood, wax. Cork is great, because you'd float.
Your mouth.
Buoyant teeth. I'm just seeing a guy's face, like face out of the water floating down the river.
Buoyant Teeth is the name of my new band. I'm starting right now.
What genre? You had nothing. Folk grunge.
Yeah.
Funge.
Post-folk hardcore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's
buoyant
teeth. Wax as well, I thought was odd, because you're going to wear that down.
Yeah, really quickly.
Right. And if it gets
wax
too
hot. Wax is pretty malleable. Your teeth will just melt out.
Like, if you're like, this is a nice day, I'm going to smile at the sun. People do that, right?
Yeah, yeah. If you see the sun, you're like, I'm going to give you a big old smile, Mr. Sun. Oh no, you melted my teeth.
Damn you, dentist.
In the Arctic, this isn't true, but wouldn't it be neat? Ice teeth.
Your mouth is too hot.
Yeah, chuck in some ice. What would you replace it with?
What would I replace my
nothing
teeth with?
On the table that we have, but like...
Acorns.
Acorns is not gonna... How are you getting them in there, for
and how
one?
Are you chewing with acorns? I feel like you're imagining acorns in the shape of teeth, but
no,
they're
acorns.
Not really.
Acorns... For your incisors and your front teeth, put them pointy and down.
Oh, and then flat side up
for
your
molars. Done, acorns.
There's a bit of sense in that. But
acorns,
everything will taste like acorns.
Acorns break very easily. They're not that hard.
What if your teeth grew into oaks, Zoe? Always a worry. Don't want sprouting teeth. Little trees. That's what I'll replace mine with. Plant a little bit of dirt in the gum crater.
Oh.
Put a little seed in. It's watered by my saliva.
That's gross.
No, I choose a different one. What would you choose?
I don't know why, and I'm going to share this with you, despite the fact I don't agree with it. My first thing was toes. I think it's because you said, what's not on the table? Nothing's on the table at the moment, and Zoe's feet are on the table. So I looked at the table and was
toes.
Like, toes.
Could we go, like, pretty similar, but not toe? Because I...
What about nails?
Ivory? Well, okay, let's sort these both out one at a time. Ivory, are you a rich poaching billionaire?
Yes.
You would have some valuable ass teeth.
Yes.
People would stop poaching you for
I
your
will
teeth.
Rob your grave no. when you die for your ivory teeth. Plus, you have to tusk an elephant to get it.
But I feel like I'd get a whole set out of one elephant.
You'd get like five sets out of an elephant.
I could just kill a baby elephant.
That's true, I guess. And then if those ivory teeth fall out, just another set.
Kill another
I was going to say you'll probably have a lot because like one tusk is pretty big, but whatever. Just kill a lot of baby elephants. Toes? Wait, what did you say?
Nails.
Toes?
I said toes originally and it was like, I don't actually agree
toes
with that.
Toes is dumb. Nails?
Fingernails or woodworking nails?
Nails, not fingernails. That's gross.
Woodworking So...
No, but like lots. Like more nails than you have teeth, so that it's just like iron.
Hey, you know how when you bite into chicken, you just bite into it and you cut it up in your mouth and you could... With nails, you're just piercing the chicken. So you just have like a bit of chicken breast stuck. And then you'd have to shift it off your nail teeth, put it back in, bite down again,
no!
Shift it off.
I'd have so many nails.
Teeth, you're going to just jab into your gum. What if you bit your tongue?
Oh, no.
Goodbye, tongue.
No nail teeth. Bad plan. Is ivory strong? I think ivory's pretty strong.
Ivory's, tusks are strong, and they're like elephant teeth.
Yeah. Do elephant... No, elephant... Wait, aren't teeth ivory already?
No, teeth are bone.
Oh, they are
you
bone, too.
They idiot.
Are, too. That's something I remember learning from a friend in, like, grade 3. So I was like, it's probably true. Why would he lie? Those are both bad ideas.
Zoe's is pretty good. It's just
no,
illegal.
Ivory's fine.
Both of my ideas are bad.
Yeah.
Nails and toes.
They're illegal, though. So, toes.
Where are you getting the toes from?
Oh, yeah, that's true. You don't have enough.
My own feet.
You've got 24 teeth. Are you just downgrading to 10?
Downgrading to 10 that just do not do any of the functions teeth need to do.
But if you got your big toe to replace your... top two, that's two in one. You might be able to sort of like
I'm onto
work,
a winner
out a,
here.
Work out a little deal. Maybe gold could replace my. Oh, hang on, gold's really heavy. I don't want heavy
no, it's
teeth.
Not.
Yeah, it is. Gold's heavy as hell.
It's not that heavy though.
Gold is fucking heavy. Look that shit up.
People used gold in their. People still use gold in their teeth.
Yeah, but grills. Not as a whole. Just one gold tooth.
Grills.
Gold is heavy.
Oh. Grills.
Grills. Grills. Is that pure gold? 24 carat grill?
Can be. Some people put diamonds in their teeth.
Yeah,
which...
but diamonds. Oh, diamond. I choose diamond.
I choose
solid as a rock.
Because with diamond teeth, I can eat anything.
What about rocks?
Ignore diamonds.
With Jackson's diamond teeth, you could eat rocks.
Yeah, with Jackson's diamond teeth. Boring. It's too
Jackson's
perfect.
Diamond Teeth sounds like a weird, gaudy Broadway play.
It's also
Jackson's
the title.
Diamond Teeth. Jackson's Diamond Teeth.
Yes.
The band that I started earlier in this episode's debut album, which name I can't remember because it's
is
that
it,
cool.
Are you a tooth thief? We're Buoyant Teeth, and this is our number one song, Jackson's
Diamond
Teeth.
From our album Tooth Fiend.
Actually, you know what? If I have diamond teeth, both me and Zoe will be hunted down. For her for her ivory, me for my diamond.
No one will want my toes, though.
Nobody want your toes. You'll be like, I can't
no
do
one's
shit
gonna
with them.
To kiss you, though, either.
Why, if I have diamond teeth?
No, if Dusha has
that's
toes.
True. Everyone wants to kiss me at the moment, and I guess if I replace my teeth.
You'll be out of luck. Yeah.
But us with our diamond ivory teeth, I feel like we'd have many a gold digger on our train.
No,
absolutely.
Way too dangerous. Way
what?
Too
why?
Dangerous.
Why?
Ivory's,
how?
Zoe's probably in the clear, but diamonds, if you're making your diamond teeth, like...
No, just diamond-shaped. I mean, just tooth shape.
Tooth shape. It's still dangerous, like tongues and shit. Like
better than nails. Let's be fair, but that's true. Yeah, I would be out of luck because they're fucking powerful. They make drills out of them.
They do.
Mining companies will be like, can we borrow your tooth real quick?
Jackson, can you gnaw on this rock for a while?
I could eat rocks.
You could,
I
eat,
could
rocks.
Eat rocks.
You,
you
could
couldn't
eat
digest
them,
you could
chew rocks.
Oh, yeah, I can't digest rocks. Can I change my... My stomach as well, is that part of the deal?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't like it anymore. Zoe, have you got any tooth facts for us?
I do. I want to talk about a cool little town in the
Appalachian.
Appalachian. Thank you.
I know that place.
All right. And the Appalachian Ranges, they have a very odd but very particular to that region health problem when it comes to teeth.
What's that?
And it's known as Mountain Dew Mouth.
How do you have one town where... What is Mountain Dew Mouth?
Mountain Dew Mouth is where literally this one town consumes the craziest amount of Mountain Dew that all their teeth have rotted. Pretty much the entire town has Mountain Dew Mouth.
How does one town consume enough Mountain Dew? Is there water replaced by Mountain Dew?
There is water, but people like choose to drink Mountain Dew instead.
Why?
Mountain Dew's not even...
It's fine.
I wouldn't say it's like top five soft drinks, though.
No.
Or sodas.
But I'm just like, if you've got the variety, like, is there a tradition of drinking Mountain Dew
town? I don't know. It's their thing. Like,
That's so weird.
Even Mountain Dew was kind of like, you guys crazy love Mountain Dew. And that's
but are they kind of, Mountain Dew kind of like,
but you're the official
you're out town.
Town. Yeah. So even the government, like, didn't know what to do and how to stop it. So they kind of...
I got a solution.
Yeah.
Stop
no Mountain Dew
the
for them.
Well, they can't, like, just stop producing Mountain Dew because it's not, like, they can't...
Okay, they can't legally be like, this town is just, they're fucking dew fiends.
Yeah, because it's not an illegal thing. They're just stupid, and all it's doing is rotting their teeth and probably rotting their insides.
That's... I can't comprehend, like, so you're raised in this little Mountain Dew town, and you're like, they're like, what do you like to drink? And you're like, oh, I'll have just a glass of water, Dad. And he's like, the fuck you say?
You'll do the Jew, or you'll get the fuck out of my house.
My house, my soft drink, that's the rules here. That's insane.
Yeah, so that just fucked me over real bad reading that, and seeing, like, because their teeth are rotted, like, I feel like the perfect job would to go and be a dentist in this town.
Why is that town not full of dentists?
But not like an expensive dentist. Be like a $50 dentist. So everyone would be like, man, it's kind of worth it.
But hang on. So you're a dentist. Somebody comes in and they're like, don't know what to do.
No
and you're
teeth.
Like, stop drinking Mountain Dew. A better job would be dentures.
Dentures,
go and sell
yeah.
them dentures and be like, you can drink as much fucking Mountain Dew as you want.
These bad boys. Like the day you got them.
It's funny. I think it's just because it's Mountain Dew.
Like, yeah, if it was like Coke or something, you might be like, eh.
Yeah, fair enough. Coke's got a lot of caffeine. Okay. But Mountain Dew is just very strange. That's like if there was a town that...
Mountain Dew has caffeine in it as well. I think we're getting confused in that. Mountain Dew is one of the soft drinks. Like, Coke has a bad reputation.
Yeah.
When you look at it, it looks like it's going to kill you anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's brown water, guys. Why do we drink it?
And if you do that thing where you, like, melt it or whatever, it becomes just like a gross black tar.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, but that's bullshit because it's sugar. It's turning into a caramel.
Yeah, that's true. That's
You're fucking idiots.
It's not like poison. It's just caramel.
No, it's caramel.
It looks and smells really bad when it's
Coke
dry,
caramel.
Like, hey...
Yeah, it's probably not nice, but it's all the sugar in it just caramelizing.
It's not like this is a... If you did the same thing to Mountain Dew, you'd probably get the same effect.
Yeah, just be green and
sad.
Oh,
no, I've seen... Because, like, I work with, like, post-mix and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Boxes have leaked and then dried, and it looks... And smells disgusting.
That's so gross.
Yeah. But, yeah, Mountain Dew looks like lemonade and stuff. And you're like, lemonade's got a bit of sugar, but no caffeine in that. Mm-mm, not Mountain Dew. It's full of caffeine as well.
Jesus.
Silent teeth destroyer.
So is this, like, you know how you have faces of meth?
Yeah, it's faces like the faces of dew.
Faces of dew. These people did the dew too hard.
Subdue the dew.
There you go.
That sounds racist.
It does. It does. I'm just wondering because there was this Chinese emperor that always brushed his teeth with tea. That was like his kind of thing, and that's kind of where I thought maybe they were going. Like they were
brushing their teeth, with
brushing
Mountain
their
Dew.
Teeth with Mountain Dew, doing everything with Mountain Dew.
No, they're just fucking fiends for it.
Imagine shitting in a toilet full of Mountain Dew. I feel like that the smell and the sound would be
flashback.
Gross.
Would it fizzle?
Would it fizzle?
No, but imagine sometimes when you poop and you poop at the direct angle where you get splashback on your butthole.
Fizzle little butthole. You're like, oh, gee,
that might be all right.
Well, fizzy little butthole. Imagine bathing in Mountain Dew. I could go, like, naked.
I'd be so
clearly.
Sticky.
Oh.
We all would be, because that's...
Not just you specifically.
We would be so sticky.
We would.
I spilled, like, half a glass of Coke on me the other day. It took me, like, a good 10 minutes in the shower
to
wash it off.
It's nasty. Getting all that sugar on you is a bad time.
Yeah.
I think that town, if I was Mountain Dew, I would be like, we'll replace all your water with Mountain Dew. We'll do it.
We see your problem, and we acknowledge that it's a problem. We offer a solution that fucks you more.
It's not Mountain Dew's fault.
It is, yeah, it's not Mountain Dew's fault. It's the people's fault. And it's one of those things where they genuinely, like, they're so very aware of everything that's going on. Like, they have access to water. They have, like, access to other soft drinks, which I think is the very odd thing. But Mountain Dew's their jam.
Surely you just get sick of Mountain Dew after
a
while.
Yeah, just have some 7-Up, fucks.
Yeah,
7-Up. Unless they're all addicted to caffeine and...
Then there's Coke, too.
Yeah, but they don't know they're addicted to caffeine.
Is this just a very dumb town?
Sounds like it.
Is it like in the newspaper, just stupid-ass town won't stop drinking Mountain Dew?
There's fucking idiots.
Is the neighboring town like, stop drinking Mountain Dew?
You can't tell us what to do.
You guys are idiots.
Every like Friday night, everyone just gets in the town center and just chants, do the Jew.
It's a cult. It's a cult. It's a cult town. You go in and you're like,
Jew Garden for some reason.
Jew cult. I like
Jew gang.
Jew gang. Is that Jew a gang gong. Of Jew gongs? I like the idea of going into that town, like just passing through, and you hop in a little bar and you're like, I'll just have a beer. And they're like, do you mean Mountain Dew? slide a Mountain Dew down. We have Mountain Dew and...
Get the fuck out of our town.
I'll take a Mountain Dew.
Two choices, punk.
Good choice, mate. They became an Australian town. Briefly there.
Briefly, no, it's good. Cultures.
Good. Cultures. That's too much Mountain Dew for one town. It's no one's fault but their own, which is like the worst part of it. It's just like...
You're fucking idiots.
You're just dumb, guys. Stop drinking Mountain Dew.
But it's like, even like, drink as much Mountain Dew as you want. Proper dental hygiene, maybe a little bit extra dental hygiene.
Yeah, brush your teeth.
No, if you drink like seven times a day.
I don't think you could counter that with brushing your teeth.
How much Mountain Dew do they drink on, like, the daily?
I didn't research that much.
I don't think it would be, it wouldn't be like, they wouldn't be just a stat, because they wouldn't have asked every single person in the
day. Yeah, it's probably like, maybe they would have like...
I think their problem is that they're not drinking water, so that
they're not drinking water. They choose, most of the people in the town would choose to drink Mountain Dew over water.
So if you're not drinking water, you're not washing the Mountain Dew out of your mouth, so
that's
your teeth are just, get out of here.
Getting gross.
Chuffing off. Your teeth are fucking off.
Does that mean that all the old people in that town will just have no teeth? That'll just be a thing?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's great.
Although...
Good on you, Mountain Dew Town.
Yeah, Mountain Dew Town. A plus.
I hope they change their name to Mountain Dew. Or Dew Mountain, if there's a mountain nearby. Dusha, teeth in films?
Well, I want to talk about dentists in films.
Okay.
Because I feel like they get the rough end of the deal.
They do. They really, really do.
So much. Like, my dentist in real life, Babe, first of all, like, she can clean my teeth 24/7. Last time I went, I thought she was going to straddle me to clean my teeth for some reason. It was weird.
That would be too much. I'd be like, I no longer trust your professionalism
now. No, because she just, like, got really close to, like, one of my legs, and it seemed like she was just going to be like, whoop! She didn't, obviously, because that would be a different story. This story would sound...
Is your dentist Jennifer Aniston in Horrible Bosses?
No, it's... She's Asian.
Well,
is it an
Asian? My dentist is a babe in Asian.
Hey,
probably
it's
not
the same
dentist,
but
still.
But hey,
a lot of babe in Asians becoming dentists.
Good.
But
yeah, in films, like, all dentists are evil and love pain and are just the worst.
I know.
Like,
I don't know why people have that weird hatred of dentists.
They keep my teeth quite clean.
They're good. I mean, they're expensive.
They don't hurt that much.
No.
People expect it to hurt a lot more than it does.
Yeah, it's
like it's uncomfortable, but having a doctor stick his finger up your bum. Probably just as uncomfortable.
And
probably worse.
Proctologists get a fucking... Everybody loves them in film. Proctologists in film are always just angels.
Angels.
You don't see proctologists in
gynecologists films. You see in films, though, and they're usually just sort of creepy, but that's it.
Yeah.
Dentists, though, are just usually, like, flat-out evil.
That's so strange, because...
Like, okay, Little Shop of Horrors.
Yeah, I know. Fucking Steve...
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin is
Steve Martin.
A sociopath and a dick. Because, like, was there a period of time where dentists were just awful and rude?
Like, I can't... I mean, we might be too young, but I can't remember
too
ever...
Too young to remember the period of time where dentists were cons.
I think that actually might be the case.
What, dentists used to be cons?
No, I think there was just a different... I think there was just a different kind of liability and practice with it. Like, I remember my mum telling me that she got her wisdom teeth out when she was 18... And then the dentist just, like, they didn't knock her out. They didn't put her on a general, but they gave her a local anesthetic. And then afterwards just put her on a bus.
Wow.
Yeah, they still can just remove your wisdom teeth with local anesthetic. My dentist said...
No, they can do that, but I'm saying the issue is that they just put my mum on a bus after, like, being hella drugged. by yourself.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think you're right. I mean, generally, there's a little bit more duty of care than that.
I thought you were being like the procedure. Yeah, I guess the boss thing kind of sucks.
Hey, you're on drugs. Goodbye.
That was the argument with me and my mum. Like,
but it's only a local anesthetic, but it's in her mouth, which is near her brain.
Yeah, no, she was 18 and just hella drug fucked. And she also lived in Brunswick, which at the time was not a good place to live.
Now, lovely.
Hella cool.
Kitsch.
Yeah.
So, does that mean that they were like, when was this? Like the
80s?
Yeah, 80s.
So in the 80s, dentists were just... That was when Little Shop of Horrors came out.
Was.
When did dentists get good? What happened?
I also feel like that I was thinking about it, that the tools that they now use to clean your mouth, especially fillings, to do fillings with, are a lot less scary looking.
Yeah, dentists' tools are frightening. I mean, a proctologist just has a rubber glove.
And a finger.
And a finger, and you're
You can do a lot of damage with that one finger.
But I know what they're about. I know what he intends to do. You look at a dentist's like little tray near the spit bowl, and you're just like... What's
there's like a scraper thing, like a hose thing.
The hose thing is horrible.
What does the hose thing do? Oh, it's
sucks
a sucker.
Up, all sucks, sucks up your up. Saliva yeah. and the thing so that, yeah, and just keeps the area he's cleaning clean. Like, easy for him to clean. Or her.
Yeah.
In my case, her.
I think it would be kind
beautiful
of
her.
Fun.
I love her.
Babing her.
Babing her.
I think it'd be fun to be a dentist. Getting in there and having a fuck around.
Oh, no, I don't think so. I've had really horrible experiences with dentists my entire life, except for getting my wisdom teeth out, where I got sexy nurse Nick, who works at the Melbourne Dental Hospital. And if you remember me, you should tell they call me. My number is in the file.
If he's listening.
Babin listen. Nurse Dick. Nick, not Dick.
Babin nurse Nick Dick.
Babin nurse Nick.
Why do all these Babin people become nurses?
I don't know, but dentist. I was so excited when I got my wisdom teeth out, because I went and like they're like, no makeup. Don't do your hair. Come in, like, clothes you don't mind bleeding on. Mm. I looked like shit when I rocked up. And then, stupidly posted a selfie on my Facebook being like, oh, can't do my makeup. What if my dentist is a hottie? Walked in, the most beautiful woman I had ever seen was my dentist. And I was like, oh.
That's a shame. But you'd kind of also hope that your dentist wasn't, like, there to pick up, like, afterwards when you're drug fucked. Is like, and here's my knock.
Well, yeah, which brings me to a more recent example of a dentist being a dick.
Mm-hmm.
Louis TV show. There's an episode where his dentist just flat out rapes him.
Wow.
What?
Hang on, that happens in Seinfeld too.
Okay.
It does. In Seinfeld, like, there's this
like,
whole...
Like, it's mouth rape in this.
Like... No, in Seinfeld, it's like he's used in some kind of strange psychosexual mind game. Why does every... Yeah, it's like Jerry, he's going to the dentist, and... He sees, as he's getting put out, his dentist starts unbuttoning and the dentist nurse starts unbuttoning. And then when he comes to, they're like buttoning up. And he's like, what happened? I don't know what's going on. Why? Why are dentists... Dentists are lovely.
In Louis, he gets drugged and he's just talking about a situation. Like, he's... Yeah, like, crazy strong anesthetics, because he's like, to Louis, he's like, lots of people are scared of dentists. Don't be. Like, yeah. I used to be scared of dentists. That's why I became one. Here's some crazy drugs, you'd just be like KO'd. And then Louis just starts hallucinating in that. And then he just starts hallucinating about eating a banana.
Oh no. That's not good.
And then, yeah, when he wakes up, he's just like coughing, and the dentist like turns around and does up his pants.
Why a dentist?
This episode was made in like 2009.
Leave dentists alone, the media.
Yeah.
Shame on you, media. Dentists
are lovely. People,
if I became
usually.
A dentist and I saw that.
Oh,
shit,
actually, no. Mm. You know what?
Whoa.
No,
just about
they
face
do deserve
turn.
It. They do deserve it.
Why?
Because of the one fucking thing that all fucking dentists do. They put like all their hands in your mouth and then ask you dumb questions, and you can't answer them
because yeah,
you've
true.
Got like 12 hands in your mouth.
And then if you don't answer, they kind of
yeah,
like,
they're just like, oh, you're a dick. Well,
you're
you need a
one.
Filling in your skull. Yeah, because like they're like, oh, so tell me about what course you're studying. Yeah.
Also, dentists very judgy.
Yeah.
I will say
I've
that.
Noticed the very judgy
dentists. Yes, yeah. Dentists that are like, oh, you don't floss. Look, I'll just show you how to floss your teeth properly.
You're
first,
like, I fucking know what I'm doing. I need the goddamn hell alone.
Yeah, I'm just lazy sometimes. You fuck. And like, no. I'll just show you. Like, you just put it in between your teeth. Fuck off, dentist.
No, but they do that. I remember my dentist, you know, she was going at it and she's like, I'm like, what's wrong? She's like, I should have a look. She pulls up the mirror, shows me my teeth. She jabs at my tooth with like one of her little scalpels. My gum, it starts bleeding. She's like, that shouldn't happen. I'm like, I know. I understand that blood should not come out my body. That's not news to me. Dentists, have a little tact. Be like, hey, I'm sure you're doing great. But maybe in the future, floss some more. Or don't.
My babe dentist said exactly that, except the or don't thing. She's like, your teeth, your mouth is lovely. She said, your mouth is lovely. Maybe just floss your back teeth a bit more, but apart from that.
Oh, well, that's pretty good.
Then she blew me. It was insane.
Wow. Compliments and blowjobs. How many teeth did she have? And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Joel Dusha.
And I've been Zoe Blotter.
Goodbyes.
Don't trust your dentist.
Don't trust your dentist. They got... They're not... I'm sus.